I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Brian brought us, are you going with the traditional turkey plan this year?
No, I am not.
Why not?
Because I have to work Thanksgiving Day, and I'm coming off Peace-a-thon from a 2 to 6 a.m. shift that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So I got to be at the Star around noon, so we're going to do a breakfast, actually. Actually, we do a potpourri, if you want to use a word, a variety of different types. Tamales are really big in my group. So, yeah, we're going to just kind of do a breakfast brunch instead of the original Thanksgiving Day meal.
But normally, you get your turkey at fast food.
I usually, go with the Popeyes injected turkey, the Cajun turkey, which is very, very good. Mm-hmm. I usually will inject my own turkeys and deep fry them myself. But yeah, with everything kind of coming down with the game and then also the things I'm doing with Peace-a-thon tonight and stuff, I just felt like that kind of needed to do a brunch and away we go.
All right. Considering the Cowboys' health on the offensive line, now, we were worried about Philadelphia's pass rush. We saw what Atlanta did. But
sure.
Isn't this the most dangerous one with Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa?
It's pretty good. Yeah. And, with Lyle Collins landing on the injury report yesterday, though, I got the word this morning that things will be okay. Tyron Smith was good moving around. They feel good about him being a part of what they need to do to be successful tomorrow. And, yeah, you're right, though. Ingram and Bosa both, they don't traditionally play on one side. They move around, so they'll figure out what they need to do. I think that they'll probably start Bosa on the Cowboys' right side because he's a little bit better getting around the edge, and where Ingram is a little bit better playing both inside and out. When you give Tyron Smith problems, it's usually going inside. So that's not really Bosa's game. The outside part is his game. So Ingram will probably start over against Smith, and we'll see how they play from there. But you're right. They're two really, really good pass rushers, and but they're a team that's really poor against the run. So you got to find a way to kind of keep them off balance. If it turns into, once again, a one-dimensional game for the Cowboys where there's not the threat of running the ball, then that plays right into the Chargers' hands.
Is Bosa the best healthy pass rusher in the NFL?
Healthy.
Well, I mean, there's no JJ. So, is he the best pass rusher currently in the league?
Oh, you know what? I tell you what, he would be one of the five that I would think about. I'm sitting here trying to think of guys.
Vaughn.
Yeah, Vaughn, Mack, or that's another one you're going to see. I think those are guys that are bigger threats, but Bosa's a good player. I mean, I was really wrong about him and what he could potentially do. He's a little bit like Ryan Kerrigan in the way he plays with effort. And he will, he's got some technique along the way. And, I thought he would have problems when guys hooked up on him. I mean, he still has times when if he rushes guys down the middle, that'll be a problem for him. But a little bit, like a Ryan Kerrigan kind of a rusher that is very relentless in the way he plays.
How's Phillip Rivers playing?
Phillip Rivers is amazing because he is, he doesn't get sacked. And he doesn't.
So they fix their offensive line.
Oh, well, he just takes hits. He just lets the ball go. Yeah,
right.
But they've tried to fix their offensive line. If you think about really what they've done, they drafted Dan Feeney out of Indiana. They've got him playing guard. Russell Okung, came over from Denver. They're still playing with guys that are street free agents and free agent guys like that. But yeah, he's not going to take any. He just takes hits. He stands there, he'll throw the ball and he'll take hits. He just doesn't, he just doesn't allow that. If you get to him, you can get him on the ground, but the problem is when you get to him, he's generally getting rid of the football. He's still got that unorthodox throwing motion. He gets a lot of balls knocked down at the line of scrimmage and tipped because he throws three quarters almost sidearm. But, yeah, he's not afraid. I mean, he will stand there. And that's the fear you have in a game like this, that his will is just as strong as your will to win a football game. And so that's where, you know, the record is not great, but it's not because of Phillip Rivers not trying to carry a team that is lacking in some areas.
Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com, previewing the Chargers and the boys tomorrow from AT&T. Bigger offensive weapon, or that you would put more focus on if you were the Cowboys D, between Keenan Allen and Melvin Gordon?
Well, obviously, Philadelphia made the decision in the second half. Their adjustment was to, hey, let's run the football, stupids. You know, that was their adjustment. And the Cowboys' adjustment, like, hey, we're playing pretty good run defense. Let's hope they don't run the football. You know, that was their adjustment. So, yeah, I think you have to worry about the Chargers loading up, seeing what the Eagles were able to do. I mean, you look at the first half of that game against the Eagles, 8 rushes, 18 passes, and that got them into a game where they were down at half. So I would, if I'm if I'm Ken Wisenhunt, I'm testing Dallas's ability to defend the run. So that being said, though, you know, they're going to load up Melvin Gordon here. You know, they're going to see if he can get some traction, and that will help with Phillip Rivers and what he wants to do play action wise and stuff like that. So yeah, I mean, Dallas is always going to have to stop the run first, but you know, Keenan Allen had a hell of a game against the Bills. I mean, I think he caught 12 passes on 13 targets, and you know, he's very capable. He can't run out of sight like Larry Fitzgerald, but he'll catch every single ball you throw at him. So they have to be aware of that.
I want to know how you feel about all this second half adjustment talk, whether the Cowboys are guilty of not adjusting, and whether this is a legit issue.
No, well, the legit issue is execution. If you want to tell me that, if you want to say, Brian, the Cowboys don't execute very well, I'll go with you all day on that. I go for a couple of different examples, and I've talked about this. I talked about it in Ben's skin yesterday, though. Scott Linehan and the coaches repped a play all week where they put Cole Beasley in the backfield. They were down on the side, the red zone of the Eagles. They put Cole Beasley in the backfield, and they know the Eagles are going to play man coverage down there. So they run Witten and Bryce Butler inside and take Beasley and put him to the flat. He's open. If they throw the football that direction instead of throwing a 3-yard hit screen to Dez Bryant, it's likely a touchdown. You know, I also go back on defense. It's third down and I think 2 or 3. And so the Eagles try and throw a play action pass. They blitz Damian Wilson off the edge and he misses Wentz. He throws it inside though to Alshon Jeffrey for a first down. So to me, coaches are doing what they need to do adjustment-wise when it's in-game and things like that. Now, I've been a part of many a halftime adjustment in the National Football League. It's 5 points on a board. It's like we need to think about this, 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 and this. That's it. You know, and now it's up to the players to figure out what they need to do. The players need to execute better. Now, do they need better players? Yeah, that's on the GM. You guys asked that question of Jerry Jones yesterday. He'll take that. He's got big shoulders. Mm-hmm. Is it on the coaches? Yeah, you know, but they're trying to put these guys in positions to make plays. That's coach speak. You hear it all the time. Hey, our job is to put players in position to make plays. Well, a couple different times they rep plays and they put them in and they use them and they should have been successful and they weren't. That's on execution. That's not on in-game adjustment.
All right, so you're not totally buying into this whole notion that the Cowboys –
it's really good talk radio for you guys. It really is. It's two guys arguing with each other and fans getting all riled up. It's really low-hanging fruit, boys. It really is. I mean, the adjustments are made during games, in-game. That's why they have those tablets in their laps. You know, they sit there on the bench and they go, okay, man, they're giving us this look. We got to counter with this. We've got to do this. That's the adjustment. Now, are you good enough to, you know, you want to know the Philadelphia Eagles' adjustment at halftime? Their offensive line coach walked up to Doug Peterson and said, hey, listen here, idiot. Let's run the ball in the second half and see how that works. And what do you have? Boom, 71-yard play for a touchdown. And then all of a sudden they have 180 yards rushing in the second half. That is an adjustment.
Broadus, this is certainly as close to a must-win as you're going to get. Who you got?
All of them are must-win,
right?
RJ. Absolutely. I mean, you only play 16 of them. This isn't the NBA or NHL or you know anybody else that plays 162 games. I mean, every one of these. Jerry said it yesterday perfectly. It's down to math. You better find a way to win this game. And, you know, if you don't, then, you know, everybody can get healthy and you could talk about the draft show and all the things we're going to do on the fan in the springtime. But, yeah, they've got to find a way to win this football game. And, you know, is it going to be difficult? Yeah, because I think that San Diego presents some problems with their pass rush.
And I think LA.
I'm sorry, L.A. presents some problems with their
pass. I don't know how many times Romo messes that up on the broadcast.
No, I mess it up all the time. I'm sorry. The Chargers. Does. Yeah, the Chargers, you know, present problems with the pass rush. And then you got Phillip Rivers and his will to try and win this game. And I feel like, though, the Cowboys, you know, I said it last week. I thought they were at the crossroads of their season, you know, and it just – you know, I have my doubts right now. I think they've got enough offense to do this. They just haven't scored. That's the thing. The Chargers are one of the best teams in the league when it comes to red zone defense. I mean, they don't give you anything. So this is going to be difficult to do. I think Cowboys pull it out. I think it's a very low scoring game, though.
Set us up for your involvement in one of your favorite events with KNC.
Yeah, tonight we've got Peace-a-thon that starts at 3 p.m. on the station, and those guys do a heck of a job for my possibilities. You know, we've got some really great auction items that are they're up for a bid. I hope everybody goes and checks that out on our website. And, yeah, my involvement is from 2 in the morning till 6 a.m. So I do that because those guys have carried that show to that point, and I feel like I can come in and bring them a little energy. And we can have some really good football talk, talk about the various things. You know, I'm not the biggest pop culture guy, but I could talk a lot of football, a lot of Cowboys football. So if people are up working on their Thanksgiving early in the morning, please check us out tonight. And it is for a tremendous cause, and I really appreciate it, the station and the guys, the willingness to be a part of that.
Thanks, Brian. I'll catch up with you later.
Sounds good, boys. Thank you.
Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.